The Senate's proposal to spend $106 billion in state revenue increases the amount of money for Child Protective Services, which a federal judge has ordered the state to improve. It increases the Texas grant scholarships to low-income college students, but directly cuts funding to universities by at least 6% and reduces the amount of state money for public education. The Senate's chief budget writer, Jane Nelson, justified the school cuts, saying that rising local property values will allow school districts to fill in the gap.
Under our formula, the local share of education funding fills up the bucket first. As local property tax collections go up, the state share goes down.
Senators also chose not to restore Medicaid cuts that cover in-home therapy for special needs children. A big disappointment for San Antonio Democrat Jose Menendez.
I know for a fact, 2 years ago when we passed the budget, no one here thought that anybody would lose their therapies. Is there anything as the process moves forward that we can do to ensure that's not the case?
The House's budget is expected to more generously fund public education and state services like mental health. It could be approved next week. Elected officials in the House and Senate will then have to arm wrestle a compromise. Ryan Poppy, Texas Public Radio News.